Hello, Unstoppables. Welcome to the Unstoppable Students Podcast with myself, Ezekiel Ulebo, the Unipod Dropout, and welcome to episode 61. Now, a lot of persons complain about mathematics, right? And not just in Africa. My elder brother does a bit of educational work in the United Kingdom, and he also shares with me how that even in the United Kingdom, and I believe in other countries around the world, mathematics is a difficult thing. Now, I get to share how I pretty much transformed my mathematics culture, all right, in this episode today. Now, sometime in secondary school, SS2, I remember I was doing so badly. In fact, from GS1 up till this point, I was doing so badly in my maths. I was just getting by. And then in my school, if you do not get a C, a credit in your maths, even if you got A's in all 8 of your other subjects, because we used to do 9 subjects, even if you got all A's in the other subjects, if you didn't get as low as a C, if you got maybe a P or an F, you will not be promoted to the next class. Now, there was already rumor going around that it looks like, Ezekiel, man, it's like your maths didn't go well and you may have to repeat. And I knew I had up to 6 or 7 other subjects that I had passed, at least. I had gotten a C and above. But this maths was a difficult one. My teacher then, I will never forget this woman, Mrs. Olotu. I still remember her face in my head. I didn't really like maths, and I mean, she wasn't helping issues either. For whatever reason, we weren't just getting along. And you know, a lot of people have the same issue. When they say they hate a subject, whether it's maths or biology or chemistry or physics or introductory technology, what they actually mean is that the teacher who introduced that subject to them didn't do a good job. Probably they just didn't like them as a teacher, or they didn't like their teaching methods. And I mean, think about it, the subjects you did so well, you might want to trace it back. You had one amazing teacher who really connected with you on all fronts. And because of that love for that teacher, you ended up loving that subject, and you know, you continue to develop in that subject area going forward. So that was it for me. I didn't really have some very nice experiences with my maths teachers right from GS1. Anyway, this was SS2, and it looked like I was going to have to repeat that class. But as fate would have it, by the time the results came out, I saw that I had a 50 on the dot. And it looked to me like this teacher helped me by just giving me a few marks just to be able to land on a 50. And this was a lady who didn't like me. Like, I mean, when we were talking in class, she didn't give me the vibe like this young man is even trying. And I had that problem with a lot of my teachers, especially my chemistry teacher too, who didn't really like me, you know. So I was like, whoa. So this teacher who doesn't like me had to help me just so I get promoted? And ladies and gentlemen, it was at that point that I started my step-by-step process. So the first thing was, I decided. How did I improve and transform my mathematics culture? The first thing is, I decided. I decided that it was already enough shame for a teacher who didn't like me and who I didn't like to have to help me by giving me the needed scores just to be able to get a 50, a C, and then be promoted. So I decided that I was going to improve on this mathematics. It hit me so deep. And you know, in life, the truth is, you can continue to tolerate something until it gets to a point in your life when you say, okay, you know what? This nonsense stops here and now. From this point on, I take responsibility and I must change things around. So that was it for me. That was the turning point for me. In that SS2, getting into SS3, seeing that final report sheet for my SS2, knowing that I was promoted because Mrs. Olotu gave me extra scores, I knew I needed to change my life. I couldn't continue to bank on teachers to give me scores, especially the ones who I didn't like. So I decided, that was the first thing I do. I decided that I was going to do well in this mathematics, and not just in maths, not just in school, in other aspects of your life. Before you can change something, you really have to come to that point where you decide and say, okay, this is where this stops. From this point on, I'm going to take responsibility and improve. So that was the first thing I decided. The second thing was, I got help. So I immediately got help from my seniors who were about graduating out of school. I remember one of my seniors back then, Tochukwu, right? A really crazy guy, one of the bullies in my house back then, in the boarding house in King's College, right? So my mom reached out to him, asked Tochukwu to help me out with my maths and physics as well back then. So I reached out for that help, and somehow he would bully me to ensure that I at least did the exercises and the examples he asked me to do, right? So because I didn't want to fall into his trap or his punishment, I made sure that I did all he asked me to do at about that time. So you do need to get help after deciding that you want to improve in your mathematics or any other subject, right? Any other course, you need to seek help, right? And you know, I always discuss about the concept of the power five, getting at least five people who have achieved what you want to achieve and submitting to their leadership and their mentorship. So you do need to get help, and I got help, and Senior Tochukwu was my help at that point. The third thing I did was, I had heard this from someone, and I still can't remember who I heard it from, that mathematics is practice. And it was so profound in my mind because it made all the sense. I mean, maths was one of the subjects where you couldn't just come up with an answer. You needed to solve step by step, process by process, blueprint by blueprint, framework by framework. So it made all the sense that, okay, maths is practice. Then it means if I can practice enough examples, practice enough exercises, then my chances of doing well would improve. And maybe that's why these days I love the idea of blueprints, the idea of formulas, the idea of a step-by-step process. Maybe it's from this point that I began to develop that love for processes. All right. So since I was told that mathematics is practice, I decided to get a higher education notebook. And I told myself, Ezekiel, in this SS3, you have this whole year to fill this higher education notebook. And I think it was an 80 leaves higher education. Back then, we were not using higher education in secondary school. And the best we used was the short form 80 leaves notebook. But this was higher education, the larger one, right? I know my folks in Nigeria will understand what I'm saying when we say higher education notebook. So I gave myself that task that I was going to fill that notebook with practice. And then the final step was that I started with the solved examples. So get the textbook. If you don't have the textbooks and you say you want to do well in maths, I'm not very sure that you're serious about it, I must confess. You need to get the textbooks, right? And then if you're in SS3, for example, you may need to get the textbooks for SS2 and SS1. If you're in GS3, you may need to get the textbooks for GS2 and GS1. If you're in 100 level in the university, you may need to get an SS3 or SS2 textbook. Why? Because it breaks it down. It's in simpler form. And some of the things that they just breeze over in the university, from the secondary school textbook, you're able to understand the processes that get you to those steps. All right. So I started by resolving the examples that were already solved in the textbook. So if I could copy the example, I'm teaching my mind to process the steps that were involved. And ladies and gentlemen, unstoppables around the world, that was exactly how I changed my mathematics culture. And that's how I became a way better student in mathematics. In fact, I remember when I got into economics, I started asking, okay, what does it take to be successful in economics? The few who told me anything good said, look, economics, it's mathematics. You know, so the person who was telling me then was really afraid of maths. And she told me, hey, Ezekiel, are you sure what you're doing? This economics department is really all about maths. So. And somehow I was happy. In fact, I told her, promise me it's maths, really. Like, can you promise that it is really maths? Because I'm ready. I am ready. And already I had a little background as well from my geology days. Even when I wasn't doing well, at least my mathematics never failed me, right? I was actually doing some good stuff with my maths. So I already had a solid ground to do well in economics because, I mean, I already had a sound mathematics background. But I owe all this to Mrs. Oloto, and I haven't even found a way to search for that lady since I left King's College in 2003. But I owe her a lot of appreciation for giving me those marks. But it helped me, and it made me feel like, okay, I need to dust myself up and do bigger things. And that has spiraled into doing well in maths. And so today I've just shared with you a simple step-by-step blueprint that I used to transform my maths culture. And you can use it in pretty much any other subject in your educational journey. Thank you so much, Unstoppables. I'd love to have your feedback. Try out this step-by-step process and see if it works for you. If you have any extra steps in the process you think I missed, please give me your feedback as well. I'd love to hear from you. On Instagram, I am at Ezekiel Ulebo, Ezekiel Ulebor. Thank you, Unstoppables around the world. Please remember that you are the best and you are unstoppable. God bless you.